Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 9:37. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. A Central Illinois state senator wants to make sure that Illinois is highlighting some historical points from the Underground Railroad era. State Senator Dave Kaler is from Peoria, and he joins us this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
You've been heading up a task force related to this. Tell us more.
Yes. So, over a year ago, we passed legislation that set up a bipartisan Underground Railroad task force. And the aim was really to uplift the stories of the freedom seekers and the folks that helped out in the Underground Railroad process of helping, you know, slaves that were running from the South, wanting to come into freedom into Illinois. And so what we found out was that really there are stories all over the state, and no one really knew to collect them and put them together. So one of the recommendations of the task force is to have an ongoing commission that would really be kind of a clearinghouse for all the stories and all the historical moments that occurred during that era, and really tie them together. And I think it was a good effort, and we want to keep it ongoing.
How has it gone so far, Senator? Who have you heard from, and what sort of progress have you made?
Well, we've heard from people really all over the state, and they have very different stories. Because each community kind of, you know, represents a particular aspect of this history. But we found that there was no linkage between all these stories and all these groups. We had one group that was working in Tazewell County that were marking graves of the host families of the Underground Railroad. We had another person and group in Jacksonville, Illinois, who they were exploring all the history, Alton, Illinois. I mean, there's all kinds of communities that have their particular stories that really are fascinating. It's a part of the history that we want to make sure that we don't forget about.
The National Park Service, I know, has been trying to connect Underground Railroad stories from the different states. Do you envision this being a part of that overall National Park Service thing, or specific to Illinois, or what are the recommendations from the task force?
We certainly want to link up with them, and we did have a gentleman that represented the Park Service in that effort. And yes, I think there's a lot of work being done in Ohio around the Cincinnati area, and certainly we want to link up to that. But we also want to make sure that we give a focus on what was happening in Illinois, and give a chance for all these different communities that are working on different aspects of this history a place to connect, so that their information can be shared. We see this as being, a process where we can really enrich the history that we have here of our own state that we may not know about. Also to set up, sites for people to visit. There's a lot of physical historical sites, as well as just the stories.
One of the members of your task force, John Ackerman, no relation, talked about, these stories and how they are unknown and unrecognized, underappreciated, and the stories need to be shared. Why do you think they hadn't been shared up to this point? I mean, has history been hidden, or how did we get to this point?
Well, it takes somebody with the desire and the effort to really uncover these stories. A lot of them have been passed down from family to family or generation to generation. There really hasn't been an effort, concerted effort to try to link these together and to try to bring them so that others can share in them. And John was a member of the task force. He was one of the people that I mentioned about with Tazewell County, very involved in this. But people didn't know from one section to another that others were involved in this. And so it's been kind of exciting just to kind of let people know that there's a whole network going on within the state that that needs to be in touch with each other.
When we're talking about these stories, is it about places that served as part of the Underground Railroad, or the people who were helping, or the people who were escaping to freedom, or all of the above?
All of the above, yeah. The freedom seekers is they are the stories of people that were trying to escape slavery. The Underground Railroad host sites were the families, farmers that would house people and help them, hide them away from the bounty hunters or whatever. We're recommending that this new commission be called the Illinois Freedom Trails Commission. And the reason for that is that, yes, we have Underground Railroad sites, but we also have the stories of the freedom seekers. So all of that ties into one history.
It's really something when you think that the Underground Railroad, Senator, goes back to the 1780s. Mm-hmm. I mean, Abraham Lincoln in the Emancipation Proclamation signed in 1863. But going back to the 1780s is really something to think about.
Right, right. Well, Illinois has long been a beacon of hope for people, trying to seek freedom, and we still are, and very proud of that fact. So it's nice to be able to connect what we're doing present day with what has taken place in the past. And all of this, I think is a fascinating exploration for people in Illinois to really learn about their own communities and their own state and what has gone on here.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at the map because we have the Mary Meacham Freedom Crossing, which is right on the banks of the Mississippi River here in Missouri, mm-hmm. A stone's throw from Illinois. And it's just interesting to think someday all of these sites can really be just connected together. Yeah.
And I think it's particularly important that we are the state, where Abraham Lincoln got his start, and this is all part of that history.
I will say just on the side that my grandmother, Doris Witten, who was the town historian of Salem, Illinois, would think that this is absolutely fascinating. I know that she's somewhere up above smiling about this. This, mm-hmm. and a lot of people who would appreciate hearing this. Senator, thank you for this time very much. We appreciate it. Yeah. Dave Kaler from Peoria, thanks for joining us on KMOX.
You bet. Thank you.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.